Continuing from yesterday's reading of the sage Narada visits the homes of Lord Krishna. In one place, Narada found Lord Krishna feeding brahmanas after performing ritualistic yagyas. In another place, Narada found Krishna silently chanting Gayatri Mantra. And in a third, he found him practicing fighting with a sword and shield. In some palaces, Lord Krishna was found riding on horses, elephants, or chariots, and wandering hither and thither. Elsewhere, he was found lying down on his bedstead, taking rest. And somewhere else, he was found sitting in his chair, being praised by the prayers of his different devotees. In some of the palaces, he was found consulting with ministers like Uddhava on important matters of business. In one place, he was found surrounded by many young society girls, enjoying in a swimming pool. In another place, he was found giving well-decorated cows in charity to the Brahmins. And in another palace, he was found hearing the narrations of the Puranas and of histories such as the Mahabharata, which are supplementary literatures for disseminating Vedic knowledge to common people by narrating important instances in the history of the universe. Somewhere, Lord Krishna was found enjoying the company of a particular wife by exchanging joking words with her. Somewhere else, he was found engaged with his wife in a religious ritualistic functions. Since it is necessary for householders to increase their financial assets for various expenditures, Krishna was found somewhere engaged in matters of economic development. Somewhere else, he was found enjoying family life according to the regulative principles of the Shastras. In one place, he was found sitting in meditation as if concentrating his mind on the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is beyond these material universes. Meditation is recommended in authorized scriptures, meant for concentrating one's mind on the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Vishnu. Lord Krishna is himself the original Vishnu, but because he played the part of human being, he taught us definitely by his personal behavior what is meant by meditation. Somewhere else, Lord Krishna was found satisfying elderly superiors by supplying them things they needed. Somewhere else, Naradaji found that Lord Krishna was engaged in discussing topics of fighting, and somewhere else in making peace with enemies. Somewhere Lord Krishna was found discussing the ultimate auspicious activity for the entire human society with his elder brother Lord Balaram. Narada saw Lord Krishna engaged in getting his sons and daughters married with suitable brides and bridegrooms in due course of time, and the marriage ceremonies were being performed with great pomp. In one palace the Lord was found bidding farewell to his daughters, and in another he was found receiving a daughter-in-law. People throughout the whole city were astonished to see such pomp and ceremonies. Somewhere the Lord was seen performing different types of sacrifices to satisfy the demigods, who are only his qualitative expansions. Somewhere he was seen engaged in public welfare activities, establishing deep wells for the water supply, rest houses and gardens for unknown guests, and great monasteries and temples for sacred persons. These are some of the duties enjoined in the Vedas for householders for fulfilling their material desires. Somewhere Krishna was found as a Kshatriya king engaged in hunting animals in the forest and riding on a very beautiful Sindhi horse. According to Vedic regulations, the Kshatriyas were allowed to kill prescribed animals on certain occasions, either to maintain peace in the forest or to offer the animals in the sacrificial fire. Kshatriyas are allowed to practice this killing art because they have to kill their enemies mercilessly to maintain peace in society. In one situation, the great sage Narada saw Lord Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead and Master of Mystic Powers, acting as a spy by changing his usual dress in order to understand the motives of different citizens in the city and the palaces. Saint Narada saw all these activities of the Lord, who is the Supersoul of all living entities, but who played the role of an ordinary human being to manifest the activities of his internal potency. Smiling within himself, Narada addressed the Lord as follows: "My dear Lord of all mystic powers, object of the meditation of great mystics, the extent of your mystic power is certainly inconceivable, even to mystics like Lord Brahma and Lord Shiva. But by your mercy, because of my being always engaged in transcendental loving service of your lotus feet, your lordship has very kindly revealed to me the actions of your internal potency. My dear Lord, you are worshipable by all, and demigods and predominating deities of all 14 planetary systems are completely aware of your transcendental fame. Now please give me your blessing so that I may be able to travel all over the universes singing the glories of your transcendental activities." The Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Krishna, replied to Narada as follows: "My dear Narada, O O sage among the demigods, you know that I am the supreme instructor and perfect follower of all religious principles, as well as the supreme enforcer of such principles. I am therefore personally executing such religious principles in order to teach the whole world how to act. My dear son, it is my desire that you not be bewildered by such demonstrations of my internal energy. The Supreme Personality of Godhead was engaged in his so-called household affairs in order to teach people how one can satisfy one's household life, although one may be attached to the imprisonment of material existence. Actually, one is obliged to continue the term of material existence because of household life. But the Lord, being very kind upon householders, demonstrated the path of sanctifying ordinary household life. Because Krishna is the center of all activities, the life of a Krishna-conscious householder is transcendental to Vedic injunctions and is automatically sanctified. Thus, Narada saw one single Krishna living in 16,000 palaces by splendid expansions. Due to his inconceivable energy, he was visible in the palace of each and every individual queen. Lord Krishna has unlimited power, and Narada's astonishment was boundless upon observing again and again the demonstration of Lord Krishna's internal energy. Lord Krishna behaved by his personal example as if he were very much attached to the four principles of civilized life, namely religion, economic development, sense gratification, and salvation. These four principles of material existence are necessary for the spiritual advancement of human society. And although Lord Krishna had no need to do so, he exhibited his household activities so that people might follow in his footsteps for their own interest. Lord Krishna satisfied the sage Narada in every way. Narada was very much pleased by seeing the Lord's activities in Dwarka, and thus he departed. In narrating the activities of Lord Krishna in Dwarka, Shukadeva Goswami explained to King Parikshit how Lord Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, descends to this material universe by the agency of his internal potency and personally exhibits the principles which, if followed, could lead one to achieve the ultimate goal of life. All the queens in Dwarka, more than 16,000 in number, engage their feminine attractive features in the transcendental service of the Lord by smiling and serving, and the Lord was pleased to behave with them exactly like a perfect husband enjoying household life. One should know definitely that such pastimes cannot be performed by anyone but Lord Sri Krishna, who is the original cause of the creation, maintenance, and dissolution of the whole cosmic manifestation. Anyone who attentively hears the narration of the Lord's pastimes in Dwarka or supports a preacher of the Krishna consciousness movement will certainly find it very easy to traverse the path of liberation and taste the nectar of the lotus feet of Lord Krishna. And thus, he will be engaged in Lord Krishna's devotional service. Thus ends the Bhaktivedanta purport of the 69th chapter of Krishna. The great sage Narada visits the different homes of Lord Krishna. Hare Krishna.